Hello, my name's Malcolm. I'm in lockdown. And I'd like to tell you about a man in the New Testament called Saul of Tarsus, who was also in lockdown, but slightly different style. He was one of the people most feared by the early Christians, a devout Jew, a Pharisee, who was determined to stamp out this new sect started by another Jew named Jesus, who had been arrested, tried, put to death. But his followers were claiming that he had been raised from the dead. That couldn't be right, thought Saul. And the sooner we can quash this scandalous idea, the better. Saul was on his way to Damascus with letters of authority to arrest any of these followers of Jesus to be herded back to Jerusalem for trial. He was almost into Damascus when something happened that changed Saul's life. A blinding flash of light that dazed him and sent him crashing to the ground. As he fell, a voice called out to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he said. "I am Jesus, the one you are hunting down. Get up now, go into the city, and you'll be told what to do." Saul staggered to his feet, but that blinding flash had literally blinded him, and he had to be led into the city. He had no idea where he was going. He had to rely on those who were leading him. He was like this for 3 days. He didn't eat or drink, but he had plenty of time to think. And the more he tried to convince himself that it was all a dream, that it hadn't really happened, the more sure he became that the voice he had heard was real. Saul had spent all his life reading, studying the scriptures, the books of the law, the prophets. For 3 days and nights, he was going over and over the passages that he would have learned off by heart. And as he recited them over and over, he realised that Jesus, the one whose followers he had been hounding, was indeed the promised Messiah. This physical blindness he was suffering gave him time to realise the spiritual blindness that had taken him along the wrong path and caused him to, in a sense, crucify again the Son of God. Saul's sight was restored after 3 days, and then he began the mammoth task of redressing the balance. Saul's lockdown was a visual one, but he was still able to use his mind. What a marvellous way to spend time in our lockdown. Saul's lockdown was 3 days. How much of the Bible do you think you could get through in 3 weeks?